1:30 the time, 1:32 the time here on the Mighty 1090. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to get out to your phone calls here shortly, but right now we're going to head over to Phoenix, Arizona. Another day of the big NFL owners meetings. A man covering it for Comcast Sports Network in the Bay Area. Raider insider Scott Bear joins us on the Corky's Hotline. You working about 28 hours a day right now?
I pulled a 14-hour shift yesterday, Coach, and yeah, it's going to be another long day between L.A. and then trying to get out of the AFC West dumpster. There's never a dull moment.
Scott, what can you update us on what's going on up in the Bay Area stadium-wise?
You know, there's a healthy dose of skepticism from the NFL regarding what they're doing in the East Bay. And they just had a vote from the city council to include the county of Alameda in their discussions. But right now, I think that's just shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. And I know that's a very grave metaphor, but one thing that I can say is that it's sort of like the wheels are spinning real fast, but the car's not going anywhere. And it's been like that for a long time. And while I don't think it's quite as contentious as it's gotten down in San Diego, there really isn't a whole lot being done. And I think that what really troubles Raiders fans, and what I'm sure troubles Chargers fans, is the difference in speed between what's going on in Los Angeles and what's going on in Oakland is a pretty stark difference. And it just seems like that the NFL wants to get back into LA, and they're paving that road with gold and making it easy there while it's really difficult up north.
Hey, Scott, what you're trying to tell me, the Raiders don't have their version of the Chargers' Mark Fabiani stirring the pot and becoming a real fly in the ointment.
They absolutely don't. As a matter of fact, the Oakland Raiders team president, Mark Bedane, he doesn't really go on the record. Mark Davis will talk about it, though, but every time that he speaks, and I did speak to him yesterday, is he just keeps saying, I want to stay in Oakland. I want to stay in Oakland. And I do think just the fact that Mark Davis has come out and talked about this stadium issue on several different occasions. He's gone out and talked to fans who've rallied outside of their team facility. And I think that interaction is definitely helpful during this transition process, whether it's helpful for the team who might move or just helpful for a fan base trying to cling on to some version of hope, because you know, that's not going on quite a bit down in San Diego. But again, I mean, the situation seems dire, but you know what? We've heard a lot of L.A. talk for a lot of years, me and you, Coach, and until I see a shovel hit the ground, I am not ready to anoint Los Angeles as an NFL city.
I agree with you 100% on that. I thought it's kind of interesting. John Mara, the owner of the New York Giants, and then Robert Kraft last night said, well, you know, we expect, a team or two, probably two teams by 2016 in L.A. It really seems like Roger Goodell, the commissioner, has done a great job of laying down the law to the owners, because they're really giving everyone the party line on this.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, this L.A. talk, again, it's been going on for so long, but I think yesterday's meeting with the owners about the city of Los Angeles and the relocation of the NFL to it, there's just so many concrete details now that Executive Vice President Eric Grubman, who I spoke to on Sunday, he's the point man on this L.A. relocation movement, and he's definitely saying that for the first time, there's a real open dialogue about getting back into Los Angeles. And you hear about all of these rules in terms of franchises relocating and the relocation fee that is an exorbitant amount of money that you have to pay the NFL. And I think when it comes down to it, Roger Goodell and the NFL, they basically make their own rules. And if they want to kind of tweak them somewhat to get a team back in the second largest media market in the country, they're going to be willing to do that. And again, there's just such a strong push to get teams there, despite the fact that San Diego is fighting its tail off, despite the fact that St. Louis maybe even has some public funds to put into a new stadium right on the river in St. Louis, and even in Oakland, where they're still trying to get things done. It seems like even if everything works out, don't you kind of get the feeling that they're going to Los Angeles anyway?
Well, sooner or later, somebody's going to move in there. My question to you, are you one to buy into the theory if one goes, two are going for sure?
Yeah, it seems that way. The one thing that did come out on Sunday as well is it doesn't sound like they want to oversaturate Southern California with three NFL teams, meaning that let's say that it's the Rams and their facility that go in there and the San Diego Chargers end up either with a new stadium in San Diego or they get kind of left out of that musical chairs. It seems doubtful that in that particular scenario that you would have two teams in Los Angeles, at least in some way trying to protect the San Diego Chargers market share, which, as they say, as Mark Fabiani says quite often, that what 25-30% of their revenue comes from Orange and Los Angeles counties. And I mean, I haven't looked at the studies, but I bet you that's a lot of Southwest Riverside County, Temecula, Riverside, and South Orange County. So I think that there's room for everything, but it doesn't sound like they want three teams in the Southland.
Scott Bear joining us from Phoenix at the NFL owners meetings. He's insider, Raiders insider for Comcast Sports Network in the Bay Area. You mentioned Eric Grubman, and I had Jim Steig in studio yesterday, and he was saying that representatives from the NFL and Eric Grubman are going to be in San Diego next week. Do they have a planned visit to the Bay Area anytime soon?
Yes, I believe it's actually shortly after that San Diego visit. And the NFL is going to do a bit of a tour to these three franchises in cities, St. Louis, Oakland, and San Diego. And it's not like Eric Grubman hasn't been to Oakland before, but I definitely think that he wants to exert some pressure on what's going on in Oakland. He gave me a quote on Sunday night basically saying that the NFL hopes that cities are both aggressive and specific with their stadium plans, and that Oakland has neither going for it, that they're not aggressive enough and they're definitely not specific enough. And what's so weird and what the NFL doesn't like about what's going on in Oakland is they would rather have the city and the county deal with the team directly. That's not how it's working. They're dealing with San Diego-based real estate developer Floyd Kephart, who is ringleading what's called Coliseum City. And if it's incredibly complicated because it's part real estate, possibly a stadium for the Oakland A's, who refused to acknowledge that this guy is even building a proposal. And then, of course, the Oakland Raiders that are working in there and all trying to use the same little parcel of land. There's a lot of different people trying to pull in opposite directions up there. And I think that's what's disappointing to the NFL, which, again, everything that you hear from Mark Fabiani or Eric Grubman or Mark Davis or whoever, there's all an element of spin. This is an organization trying to get what they want. They want public subsidies and, you know, in some instances, and they want teams to locate to areas where they can make more money. So I really encourage listeners and readers, if you're interested in the Oakland Raiders plight or the San Diego Chargers plight or what's going on with Los Angeles, read and listen with a critical eye, because everything is said with some type of agenda in mind. And the bottom line is always money in every city.
Hey, it's Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Rams. He's been one of the more popular people to run around this NFL owners meeting.
You know, I think everybody kind of keeps looking, but true to his form, at least at the meetings where owners have been let out that I've been around, Coach, I haven't seen him, and I haven't seen a quote from him. But that seems pretty typical, although I do believe that there were some architectural renderings that were displayed earlier on, and that's when the announcement kind of came out that the Inglewood Stadium is actually being built for two separate teams as well, trying to get that second team. And really, the Oakland Raiders, I think, in a perfect world, want to be the silver medalist more than anything else, because Mark Davis, as you and I have talked about before, doesn't have the liquid assets to go ahead and cough up $1 billion like maybe Stan Kroenke does, or he doesn't have the funding to do a stadium all by himself. So I think that they would go, the Oakland Raiders, mind you, would go to Inglewood, although there haven't been specific talks about that. There's obviously a 50-50 split for this Carson proposal that's out there. And really, Mark Davis, more than anything else, is trying to keep his options open. Options A, B, C, D, and E, whatever can help him find a long-term solution for his franchise and give him some steady revenue streams, because right now There's no team in the NFL that draws less revenue than the Oakland Raiders, and they desperately want that to change.
Hey, what do they pay in rent on the O.co Coliseum?
You know, there's a combination of two things. For the O.co Coliseum and for their practice facility in the city of Alameda, which is city-owned, they pay $925,000 per year. That's not very that's really not very much, but it's so messy up there, Coach, because the Oakland Athletics are still taking part of the advertising and concessions revenue, and then the Oakland Raiders are taking part of the parking for the A's. It's enough to make your head spin even just talking about it. I think I'm running out of oxygen trying to get all these facts out. So it's not that expensive, but, Coach, every time it rains, sewage floods through the bullpen toilets. I mean, you've been down in Qualcomm. It don't smell that great, and O.co may be in worse shape in some ways than Qualcomm Stadium is, and that's not a viable long-term solution. And I never feel sorry for anyone with more than one comma in his yearly salary. So I'm not going to say, oh, these NFL owners deserve higher revenues or really deserve more money. But I can openly say that the Oakland Raiders cannot survive in that stadium. It's too old, too broken down, and something has to change. And that's why I do respect Mark Davis's opinion here, that he's given the city of Oakland a long time to get off its tuchus and try to get something done. And the new mayor of Oakland said no public subsidies for stadiums, but they will help with infrastructure. So you hear all these little things. I think that they'd like it to amount to a bigger progress and just something to keep that team in the East Bay.
Scott Baer joining us on the Corky's Hotline. Scott, your opinion on the NFL blackout being lifted for the 2015 season, and the owners voted unanimously for that, but it was stated for the 2015 season.
Yeah, and I think if I'm going to put on my conspiracy theorist hat here, Coach, that maybe this blackout rule, because it didn't impact any team last year. It hasn't impacted the Oakland Raiders for the past 2.5, possibly 3 seasons. But let's just say, and I'm not reporting anything, I'm just you and I talking here, is that what if one of these teams in October or November becomes a lame dunk franchise because the vote has come in that they're going to move to Los Angeles? Well, those games can still be on television, even if attendance suffers in those cities. It could be something like that. I also think that it's just good PR, because if these blackouts aren't coming into reality across the NFL, even in Oakland, San Diego, and also in Jacksonville, then why have it be brought up every single week? Why have it constantly be paraded out there that this unpopular policy still exists that I don't think any NFL fan truly likes? So I don't think it'll have that much of an effect, but if some team does become a lame duck on the way to L.A., it's at least some way to keep those local television affiliates happy.
Hey, Scott, another thing was voted on and won unanimously today. I think it's pretty good. And, again, they're still, you know, trying to continue to talk about how they're taking care of their ball players. But this medical timeout, they're going to have a spotter in the booth up there watching players. And if they think someone maybe is a little bit groggy and not going to the sidelines, they're going to have the ability from the booth to radio down to the officials and take what they're going to be calling a medical timeout.
Yeah, and I think that that's a good move, especially because I guess it's done by somebody independent of either team. And, you know, anything to make things safer. And actually, my CSN cohort spoke to the head of the committee for you know, health and safety, Dr. John York, Jed York's dad, and he is adamant that there are fewer concussions these days, that football is safer, and they're trying to take greater precautions. But then you see a guy like Chris Borland retiring at age 24, and you definitely see that players, especially with what happened to a Junior Seau, with all this information that's coming out from guys like Kyle Turley, that are really kind of exposing what's going on with players. I think any precaution that you can take is good for the total outcome. And the Oakland Raiders just experienced that with middle linebacker Nick Roach. He played every defensive snap in 2013. He suffered a major concussion in the preseason last year. He's still experiencing symptoms. So this is a serious thing. It's something that needs to be evaluated and absolutely be treated with kid gloves. And I think this is just as important as anything that they do here at the Arizona Biltmore.
Hey, as I let you get out of here, when are they going to vote on whether or not they're going to move the PAT back?
Yeah, I think that one's dead and gone, probably, for at least another season. But I do believe that, the NFL's competition committee is going to keep meeting and discussing these things. There's some crazy things out there, John. I don't know if you heard about the 9-point touchdown where you can score a touchdown, get a 2-point conversion, back up, and kick a 50-yard field goal for that extra point. So there's a lot of zany ideas out there. I'm of the opinion, just keep it as it is. This game's very popular, making a lot of money. Let's not mess with it too much now.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, my friend, thanks so much. I know you're working night and day. Really much appreciate you coming on.
Coach, thank you. And also, I was stoked to actually hear Craig Elston on the update, so I wanted to give a big shout-out to that guy, too. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty, Scotty. Scotty Bear, a Raiders insider for Comcast Sports Network, Bay Area, joining